President Biden keeps his promises. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That statement from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre as WNBA star Brittany Griner is freed from Russia as part of a prisoner swap.
Today, he fulfilled a deeply important promise to bring Brittany Griner home to a family that loves her, a team that misses her, and a country that has marveled at her strength and courage.
In exchange, the U.S. freed Russian arms dealer Victor Boot, responding to questions about U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who is still being held in Russia. Karine Jean-Pierre said it was either bring Brittany home or no one, and the president will continue to work for Whelan's release. Legislation giving federal protection to same-sex marriage is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage in the House.
39 Republicans joined every House Democrat in supporting the measure. Opponents argue the bill isn't necessary and threatens religious institutions. The bill requires states to recognize all marriages legally performed. Democrats pushed for the legislation in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's opinion over the summer, overturning longstanding abortion precedent.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Court documents just released show the suspect in last month's mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs was accused of making a bomb threat last year, but the case was dropped.
If witnesses cannot be produced at a trial, and we are against speedy trial, it is very common for a court to dismiss a case. The court did not act inappropriately in that regard.
El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen, Anderson Aldrich is accused of killing five and wounding several others and is facing over 300 criminal counts related to the shooting. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher but remain lower for the week. The Dow plus 183, the Nasdaq gained 123, the S&P added 29. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A former member of a boy band is again accused of sexual assault.
39-year-old Shannon Ruth filing a sexual battery lawsuit in Clark County, Nevada, accusing Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter of touching her without her consent and raping her after feeding her an alcoholic beverage on a tour bus during a 2001 stop in Tacoma, Washington, when she was 17.
He was nasty and threatening, saying I would go to jail if I told.
Ruth, who is autistic and has cerebral palsy, and her lawyer also alleged during a press conference Carter called her names and left her with an STD. Reps for Carter have yet to respond. Carter was accused in 2017 of sexually assaulting a woman in 2003, but denied the claims and was never charged with any crimes. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The FTC is taking the first steps in stopping the billion-dollar Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard.
In a complaint, the FTC says Microsoft has a record of collecting content from other acquisitions, such as that from Fallout maker ZeniMax Media, and stifling content on rival consoles. The commission voted 3-1 to issue the complaint. Microsoft recently has offered to keep the perennial bestseller for ABK, Call of Duty, on rival consoles for 10 years, should the deal go through. Nintendo has accepted the deal so far. Sony reportedly has not.
Fox's Eamon Dignam, Activision Blizzard CEO, says the allegation that the deal is anti-competitive doesn't align with the facts. Comedian Jared Carmichael will host next month's Golden Globe Awards, presiding over the celebration of TV and film that's trying to make a comeback after being knocked off the air by a scandal. The announcement comes roughly a month before the January 12th ceremony. Carmichael, who won an Emmy this year for his intimate HBO special Rothaniel, will be the rare black MC for a ceremony that's been criticized for years for snubbing black-led projects and performances. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.